Blog Talk Radio.
1. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Today is Wednesday, April 22nd, 2015. You're listening to Doc Talk right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Dr. Ruth Stevens, the owner of Nutritionally Yours, located here in Detroit, Michigan, and your host of Doc Talk here on Blog Talk Radio each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number here is 347-426-3469. That is 347-426-3469. And, of course, you can always email me at doctalkruth@gmail.com, as well as you can contact me in my office at 313-897-7257. You can also go to my website at www.drruthlstevens.com. And, of course, you can follow me on LinkedIn and Twitter at DocTalkRuth as well. Phew, had to remember all that stuff. Anyway, good morning to everyone. Hope all is well. Good to be back. I was a little under the weather, but I think I'm going to make it. I think I'm going to be okay. Fever has finally broken, and I want to keep it that way. So we don't want any more heebie-jeebies. So, again, I am glad to be back on the air with you. Today, my topic, going to be talking about parasites and foodborne illnesses. This is pretty heebie-jeebie. How about that? This is going to be one of those shows that a lot of people might not think about this until you are challenged with it. I'll be getting into the different parasites and foodborne illnesses that people accidentally encounter, things like your Giardia, tapeworms, toxoplasmosis. These are just a few of the items I'm going to get into throughout the show, and I'll explain how most people come in contact with these parasites and how to avoid them. I'll give you some of the symptoms to look out for as well. So hang out with me all hour long if you can, as I'm going to be discussing parasites and foodborne illnesses until 11 a.m. If you have to leave before that, please go back and listen to the show via archive, and that way you can get all of the information from this show as well as any of my other shows that I have done. Going into my 5th year this year, coming up in July, so that's, oh boy, gee willikers, 5 years of hearing me just run my mouth. Goodness gracious. Anywho, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Good morning to everyone. Switchboard is full, so good morning. Thanks, everyone, for joining me. I appreciate that. The chat room is not up and running yet. I'm still working on it. I'm multitasking, so let me. I'll get my act together in the next few minutes regarding that. Also, coming up at the halfway point in the show, I'll get into the lab specials for the month of April. We're almost done with April. Boy, does time fly. So got a few more weeks to take advantage of the lab specials I'll be talking about at the halfway point in the show. And then, of course, May will kick off some brand new lab specials. So stay tuned for that coming up in about 30 minutes or so. In the meantime, let's get rolling right on into things. Again, the number is 347-426-3469. And someone just sent me a text. That website, again, is www.drruthlstevens.com. You go there, and it'll tell you all about me, all about my services, just everything you've ever wanted to know about Doc Talk and how to contact me. And, of course, I'll be sharing that information periodically through the show, and that way you can get that also. All righty here, and thanks, everyone, for the retweets regarding the show and the good mornings and all that good stuff. You guys are so good. You guys are so, so good. I tell you. I could just squeeze you. All right, but I won't. All right. Anyway, 347-426-3469. Let's get going right on into today's topic, talking about parasites and foodborne illnesses. Let's take care of the housekeeping very briefly here. This information is being provided to you to inform those interested of various aspects of health and nutrition as it relates to both diet and disease. It is my intention to assist you and to act as a health and nutritional guide. Any information, suggestions, and recommendations are not meant to replace your own medical doctor, and specifically are not meant as medical treatment. You always want to see an appropriately trained health professional before beginning any new health regimen, or if you have any questions, medical concerns, or need guidance regarding your health. And always factor in that individual results are going to vary. And lastly, no part of this publication may be reproduced, stored in the retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, scanning, or otherwise, except as permitted with prior written permission from Dr. Ruth L. Stevens. All righty. Let's get rolling right on into this. Let me put that little note right over there. Grab my stuff, and then let's roll it out, folks. Talking about parasites and foodborne illnesses. So what I'm going to do, I figured when I, because some of the names of the parasites are so involved, you'd be sitting there going, what did she just say? Okay. So I'm going to try to break this down real layman's term here. And I'm going to give you, of course, the name of the parasite, but then talk to you about how, of course, you get it, some of the symptoms, who's at risk of getting it, and then how to prevent this. Because some of these things, of course, just happen throughout your day-to-day lives. And some of these things are going to be more, I guess, prone to happen to you if you're traveling and things of that nature. So let me start out with just a little brief opening, and then I'll go into some of the specific parasites and foodborne illnesses that you may encounter. And when you're listening to the show, you're going to listen to some of these symptoms. Some of these symptoms mimic other illnesses like the flu. And so you might be dealing with parasite infection or some type of foodborne illness, and you're thinking you have the flu. So pay close attention as you're listening to the show, and that way you'll learn how to decipher exactly what's going on with you as we are talking about these parasites and foodborne illnesses. Now let me take a sip of my tea, because you guys know I've had heebie-jeebies for since the 12th of April. You guys, and today is the 22nd. It's been a long 10 days, trust me. So let me have a sip of my tea here. All righty. Let me give you an overview. Parasites, talk about that really briefly. Now, parasites may be present in your food or in your water and can be identified as causes of foodborne as well as waterborne illnesses, and particularly a lot of these things going on in the United States. These parasites can range in size from tiny single-cell organisms to worms that are visible to the naked eye. Now, this show is not for the weak, all right? So if you're listening and you're pretty squeamish, you might want to, I don't know, you might want to hold someone's hand because it's pretty heebie-jeebie. But anywho. Anyway, back to some of these parasites. Their life cycle may also vary. And while some of these parasites use what's called a permanent host, and I'll explain that in a few minutes, others go through a series of developmental phases using different animal or human hosts. And the illness they can cause range from mild discomfort to debilitating illness and, believe it or not, even possibly death. So this is very serious when we at the meat and potatoes of it, you know, when we really think about this. So this is why I want you to be able to learn just very generally some of these parasites and foodborne illnesses, and that way, again, you can identify what's going on with you. So let me break down what are parasites. Parasites, and I'm going to do this very briefly. This is not science class today, but, you know, every time I come before you and, you know, I'm speaking to you, whether you're a patient, student, or otherwise, I really want to try to educate you because knowledge is the key, okay? So what are parasites? Parasites, these are organisms that derive nourishment and protection from other living organisms, and these are known as the host. So you could be a host, your dog could be a host, your cat. They need a living organism to thrive off of, okay? These parasites, they may be transmitted from animals to human, from human to human, or from humans to animal, okay? So Rover might not be safe from you. Several parasites have emerged as significant sources of foodborne and waterborne illnesses, and these organisms live and reproduce within the tissues and organs of infected human and animal hosts and are often excreted in feces. So that's the quick and dirty as far as what are parasites. Now I'm going to tell you the quick and dirty on how they're transmitted and, of course, how they vary. And then I'll just give you very briefly some of the common names, the Latin terms for them, because they're, you know, once you get over four syllables, it's a big word, okay? And most of these are over four syllables, and it's like, what? But I'm going to break it down for you throughout the show, so just hang with me, okay? How are they transmitted? Again, they can be transmitted from host to host through consumption of contaminated food and water, or by putting anything in your mouth that has touched the stool or the feces of an infected person or animal. And I cannot stress to you enough to wash your hands and also not to touch your face. And this is something I tell my children all the time, and I tell people this all the time, to touch your face. When you're out and about, just make sure you don't touch your eyes or your nose or your mouth. These are the areas that germs are going to enter through. So, of course, if you're washing your hands, then you're safe. But if you are somewhere where you can't get to water or something astringent, like even a lemon juice that's going to clean your hands, then just don't touch your face, and by all means, don't eat and consume something until you have cleaned your hands, okay? All right, so that's how they're transmitted. Now, these parasites are going to vary in size from, again, this tiny single-cell microorganism to the larger multicellular worms. And, I mean, this is like, ew. And these things can actually be seen on a microscope, so it's just going to vary. Now, listen to some of these common parasites. Just hearing these, I'm going to do this as briefly as I can, and then we're going to go into the breakdown of each one of these because I want you to understand and listen to the symptoms specifically, because you're going to say, well, God, that sounds like that could be the flu. And this is one of those things that people deal with parasite infections and they don't even know it, and they think they have the flu or cold, or they ate something that didn't agree with them when they actually could have been exposed to a parasite. So some of the common parasites, now there's tons of them out there, but these are the more common parasites that are out there. All right, we ready? All right, Giardia duodenalis. Mm-hmm, I told you. You're thinking, now, who in the heck is going to be talking like this except you, Dr. Stevens? I know, just work with me. Cryptosporidium parvum, Cyclospora cyanotensis, Toxoplasma gondii, Trichinella spiralis, and this one, Tinea saginata, this is a beef tapeworm, and Tinea solium, that's a pork tapeworm. Okay, so those are some of the parasites that I'm going to be talking about. You're like, oh boy, I don't want any of that. You really don't. But these are some of the ones that I'm going to cover today. And believe me, there's more out there, but I only have an hour show. So this is going to be more than enough for you to handle today. And I'm going to break each one of them down. So I'm going to start with my first one, my Giardia dualis, or your intestinalis. This is formerly called G. lamblia. Now, Giardiasis, this is a one-celled microscopic parasite that can live in your intestines, as well as the intestines of animals. And it's found in every region throughout the world and has become very recognized as one of the most common causes of waterborne and occasionally foodborne illness in the United States. So how do you get it? There's a couple of ways. You can get it by drinking contaminated water. And some people get infected by consuming uncooked meat, or that meat is also contaminated with the Giardia dualis cyst. And that's that infective stage of the organism. So you're exposed to this. And, of course, another way is by putting anything into your mouth that has touched a contaminated surface or the stool of the person or animal that has this parasite in their equation. Now, some of the symptoms. Listen to these symptoms of this parasite. Diarrhea, abdominal cramps, gas, and nausea. These are the most common symptoms. As it progresses, chronic infection might lead to dehydration and severe weight loss. And in some cases, they might be without symptoms. So you could have this parasite and you don't have any symptoms. But you know if you've been exposed to some type of fecal matter, or if the water that you were drinking may have been questionable as far as the contamination level. So this is something you need to pay close attention to, because when you listen to those symptoms, you might think, well, God, that does sound like that could be something associated with flu. Listen to when the symptoms appear and the duration. The symptoms usually appear 1 to 2 weeks after you've ingested this parasite. So it's not going to happen right away. And the symptoms might usually last between 2 to 6 weeks in an otherwise healthy person. But there are cases of chronic illness lasting months and even years. So this is very, very serious. And this is something that you want to be able to decipher. Okay, what is going on with me? Now, there's a certain group of individuals that are at risk of developing and being exposed to this parasite. And before I go into that, let me do this very briefly and just say good morning to all of you in case you're just tuning in, talking about parasites and foodborne illnesses. And the number here is 347-426-3469. And we are just a little bit about 15 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. So let me continue here talking about this first parasite. Who's at risk of contracting this one? Giardiasis. If you are someone, a daycare provider, and children attending daycare centers, your children as well as yourself, you might be at risk of this. If you are an international traveler, this is known as traveler's diarrhea, you're going to be at risk. Individuals like hikers, campers, or other persons that may drink from untreated or contaminated water supplies, this is going to include, with the upcoming month here, swimming in lakes and rivers as well as your community pools. Young children, pregnant women, older adults, and persons with weakened immune systems, those including HIV and AIDS infections, cancer, diabetes, kidney disease, and transplant patients, and individuals undergoing chemotherapy, you are going to be at a greater risk of contracting this parasite. So I'm going to give you just a couple of ways, and as you're listening to the show, you're going to hear the same preventative measures for most of these parasites and foodborne illnesses. So these are the ways that, of course, obviously you can keep down your risk of developing this foodborne illness and being exposed to the parasite. And I talked about it just a second ago. Wash your hands, and you want to wash your hands with warm water and soap before handling foods and eating, and after going to the bathroom, changing diapers, and handling animals. Now, let me elaborate on washing hands very briefly, because I've gone to many a restaurant, you know, many of locations where I have witnessed, absolutely appalled, I have witnessed people just, they take their hands, and they just give it a quick hit with the water, and they're done. And I'm like, what was that? That is not washing your hands. First of all, is the water warm enough? Are you using soap? And I mean, they literally just put it under there real quickly. They're out, and then they get a paper towel, and they're out of there. Watch out for those folks, okay, people, because that person is going to be giving you heebie-jeebies real quick, okay? So you definitely want to watch out for that. Also, you want to make sure that infected individuals, if you know they're infected for sure, please, please stress to them the importance of keeping their hands clean, okay, because they're going to spread the infection if they don't. You want to drink water only from treated municipal water supplies. When you're hiking, camping, traveling to countries where the water supply is unsafe to drink, either avoid drinking the water or boil the water for at least 1 minute to kill the parasite. And all it takes is 1 minute. Of course, if you boil it longer, well, they're definitely going to be dead. But, you know, you can't just say, well, I'll just have a little bit of, you know, I'll heat it up just a smidgen. No, you want to boil that water for at least 1 minute. And then when you're pouring off the water, we want to leave about an inch of that water. That's going to collect the sediment. You don't want to drink that. That's the water that you dispose of, okay? Sorry, I had to have a drink. And of course, drinking your bottled beverages can be a safe alternative to this. You don't want to swallow water while swimming. This is something that, of course, children have challenges with, but adults do also, and they don't realize that they're getting this water into their mouth. And if you've ever been at a community pool or a location where there's a lot of people in the water, you know, of course, if you ever see someone, they're a child with a diaper on, get out of the water. Please get out of that water. But you also want to go and report this to someone because this is just not sanitary for everyone in this water. I mean, the child has on a diaper. I mean, let's think this through. And this is why, you know, you have people that are like, look, I just saw this person doing something in the pool. This is just not cool. And it's not safe for everyone involved. So you want to make sure that while you're in these community pools, we're not swallowing the water. And we want to make sure that everything is as it should be, okay? You always want to cook your food to safe internal temperatures. You only want to drink pasteurized milk, juices, or apple cider. Wash, peel, and cook raw foods and vegetables before eating them. And, of course, don't use untreated manure to fertilize fruits and vegetables. And watering untreated manure can actually spread the organism. So you want to make sure that, you know, for those of us that garden, that we're doing it properly and safely because we don't want any issues, okay? 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Talking about parasites and foodborne illnesses. Now, I've gone through my first parasite here. Again, I've got more to choose from, and some of these, I'm going to go through these as quickly as I can. And as you're listening to them, yes, the information sounds familiar and similar, but there are some differences. And so I really want you to pay close attention to these. The symptoms might sound similar, but trust me, you want to be able to decipher which parasite you're dealing with. And, of course, this is going to be based on your lifestyle, your diet, things that you're exposed to. So you need to understand which parasite or foodborne illnesses that you're contracting and what you're dealing with, okay? All righty here. Let me do this again. And I keep getting this. That website address again is www.drruthlstevens.com in case you are trying to find out a little bit more about me. Good morning to everyone. Hope you are enjoying the show. Let's talk about this next parasite. This one is a fun one. And, well, they're not fun, but, you know, to me, I mean, I love science, so I'm geeky like that. This next one is called Crypto. You're thinking, wow, what the heck? That's the nickname for it. Cryptosporidium parvum is the actual name, and the disease is cryptosporidiosis, also called crypto. All right, now this is a one-celled microscopic shelled parasite and a significant cause of your waterborne and foodborne illnesses, of course, worldwide. And it's found in your intestines and the intestines of a lot of herd animals, which include cows, sheep, goat, deer, and elk. And the illness associated with this parasite could be intestinal, tracheal, or pulmonary. So this is going to be a little bit different as you're consuming this parasite. You can find it in the soil, food, surfaces that have been contaminated with feces from infected human or animals. So you're going to find this in a variety of places. Now, the symptoms. Again, this is going to sound just like you might be dealing with the flu. Some of the symptoms include watery diarrhea, stomach cramps, upset stomach, and a slight fever. And then when you really get into the scary aspect of it, some cases may even be without symptoms. So you're carrying around this parasite. You're the host now, and you don't even realize it because you don't have some of these symptoms. And you may have some or all of the symptoms. Don't think that you're going to have all of them. Your body is different. So you might just have the upset stomach, or you might just have a fever, and you're thinking, oh, I must be coming down with something. You could be the host of this parasite, okay? All righty. When do these symptoms appear, and how long is it going to last in your symptom? These symptoms usually appear 2 to 10 days after the ingestion. So, again, it's going to vary. And the illness usually goes away without medical intervention in about 3 to 4 days. And for healthy people, sometimes the symptoms may last up to 2 weeks. And sometimes this crypto can be serious, very long-lasting, and sometimes fatal. So as you're listening to this, we hear parasites thinking, oh, it's just a couple of worms. It's not going to cause me any issues. Fatal is fatal. All right, we understand that. That's very, very dead. So we want to take this very seriously as we're talking about these parasites and be very mindful as to what you're exposed to. Now, some of the individuals, it's the same as the other one that I just mentioned as far as who's at risk for contracting crypto, the daycare providers and children attending the daycare centers. And when we're talking about children, you know, your young children, particularly that daycare age, children have all kinds of heebie-jeebies all day long. So you wouldn't necessarily say, well, I think they have a parasite. You're going to think, oh, they just got a cold, and they could be dealing with parasite infection. So you really want to be mindful of that. Pregnant women, older adults, again, these individuals with the weakened immune systems, those dealing with cancers, diabetes, kidney disease, undergoing chemo, the travelers that are out there, you're going to be dealing with traveler's diarrhea, these hikers and campers, again, that are exposed to this untreated water supply, you are going to be at a greater risk of developing most of these parasites that I talk about today. So you really want to enjoy yourself when you're going on, you know, all of your great traveling excursions and camping and things like that. But you want to make sure that you stay healthy and that you can enjoy this, because this is just not a fun thing. I mean, I've never had any of the parasites, but I tell you what, I've had flu, and that is just not fun at all. Trust me. So how do you prevent it? It's the same. Washing those little mitts of yours, making sure you're using warm water and soap. And let me comment regarding hand sanitizers. This is one of those things. I did a show regarding hand sanitizers and things of that nature. And go back and listen to it, because it's going to be very enlightening for you when you're listening to it. A lot of these antibacterial soaps and lotions and whatever they've got out there on the market, they're really putting you at a greater risk of contracting more bacteria and germs to your hand, because they adhere to your skin once you're using them. And they're not killing the germs like people once thought that they did. So let's go back to the basics. Warm water and actual soap. Okay, go in the bathroom, clean your hands, make sure after you've changed diapers, handling animals, whatever the case may be, we want to wash these hands as often as possible. I mean, this is just kind of common sense. I mean, we always want the quick, fast, and in a hurry version of doing everything, and hand washing is no exception. I mean, I've heard people say, I just don't have time to wash my hands. I'll just rub my hands on my clothes. Really? How uncivilized is that? Let's not do that. Let's clean our hands properly. It doesn't take that long to wash your hands. My goodness gracious. It could save you a lot of discomfort, as well as transferring these parasites. Again, I talked about this, from human to human. So we want to make sure that you get in that bathroom and clean those little mitts of yours. All righty here. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, talking about parasites and foodborne illnesses. If you're just tuning in, you missed pretty much the good portion of the show, but you can go back and listen to it via archive. I'm going to give you one more parasite. It's going to take me a few minutes, and then we'll take just a little brief minute to go into the halftime information, and then we'll come back in the second half of the show, and I'll continue with some of these parasites and foodborne illnesses. This next one, very briefly, and this is a quick one, that's why I can do it so quickly. This one, Cyclospora. This is another little rascal, and it is, there's not a lot out there. It's a microscopic parasite, and it's one cell, but it's not a lot known about this one. And, of course, it does vary from country to country with the frequency increasing. But this one, you're going to be getting this one by consuming food or water that's contaminated with this parasite. And you could also contract it by putting anything into your mouth that has touched the stool of that person or animal that has that parasite. Your symptoms, again, this one is going to have that watery diarrhea and sometimes explosive diarrhea, loss of appetite, bloating, stomach cramps, nausea, vomiting, as well as muscle aches. low grade fever and fatigue. So when you just heard those symptoms, you're like, wait a second, I have the flu. Maybe, maybe not. And when you've got a weakened immune system, this can really take you down, particularly when we're talking about your vomiting, muscle aches, and you've got this fever. It's like you just can't shake it. So you really want to watch out for this one. The symptoms usually typically appear about 1 week after ingestion of the parasite, and the duration is usually 1 week to a month. And the symptoms can return. So you might think, okay, I'm much better now, I'm feeling okay, and then all of a sudden you start feeling these symptoms again, and you're thinking, oh my goodness, my flu is back. That parasite is still in your system. You're still the host of it. So now the symptoms have returned back to you. So you really, again, want to be very, very mindful of this and make sure, again, I can't stress it enough, wash those little hands of yours. If you get nothing from me today, make sure you get that from me, because that is so incredibly important, not just for the non-transferring of parasites and foodborne illnesses, but of course it's just clean, but we want to make sure that we are keeping down our risk of other issues like colds and flu and things of that nature. So get those hands washed and wash them properly. All righty here. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. If you are just tuning in, you have just tuned in to Dr. Ruth Stevens, the owner of Nutrition Yours, located here in Detroit, Michigan, and your host of Doc Talk here on Blog Talk Radio, each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, you can reach me in my office in about 1 hour. That number is 313-897-7257. And, of course, you can always email me directly at doctalkruth@gmail.com. All righty here, let's talk about these lab specials just for a brief moment. You've got until April 30th to take advantage of these lab specials. There are some good ones. They are definitely going to be in assistance with today's show, making mention to my, the Complete Wellness Profile, That is a full lab sent to any lab located throughout the United States that I utilize. And it's going to give me your glucose, of course, your lipids, so I can see what your cholesterol is looking like, your bones and minerals, fluid and electrolytes, all that good stuff, your thyroid health, liver health, kidney health. That is always at the rate of $145, as well as the hair analysis. Sample of that is sent to the lab. When it comes back, it's going to show me all of your nutrient levels, as well as your toxic levels, your lead, aluminum, mercury, cadmium. All of these are toxic in the system. So that will show up in your hair. It will give me recommendations of foods to add to your diet, as well as foods to take away. So this is a great one, folks. And also that is going at the rate of 85 buckaroos. This month, doing the urine special, this is more specimen. This is more involved than a simple urine analysis. So this is going to show me a lot of things going on in your system as far as what we're doing from the kidney health, because sometimes we just do a simple urine analysis, and we can look at, of course, if there's protein, if there's glucose in the sugar. But this lab special is a little bit more involved, and it's definitely going to show me a whole lot more that's going on as far as kidney health and the urinary tract system. So this is a great one. That is at the rate of $119. And, of course, as we've got today's show going on, doing a fecal lab. I know you're like, ew. Hey, that's the world I live in. I deal with all specimen. It is what it is, you know. But this one's a great one because a lot of things like your parasites and other things will show up in your fecal matter. So if you're someone that is interested in taking advantage of that, and I always advise people to do as many labs as you can possibly do, because you can never get enough information when we're talking about health. So it might sound kind of ew-like, but it's going to give a lot of great information. That sample is, that lab service is going to be $189. And, of course, we're entering into the season of allergies. All of the allergy panels that I offer, everything from your environmentals to your molds, artificial colors, artificial flavors, even some of your herbal sources. I mean, this is full lab testing. This can be done, always ongoing. These prices are going to vary because it's going to be, you know, depend on what you are in need of. But full lab services, your allergy, your hormone panel testing, every lab you could ever want under the sun, I will take care of you. You have to contact my office, though, at 313-897-7257. And no, you do not have to be in the state of Michigan to utilize my